How much did it affect moving inside to get the work done here on the last day of practice with the rain?
Well, there was no way we were going to be able to go outside. That's for sure. The weather ran us in here. I thought that we shortened it a little bit, try to get our guys off their feet as quick as possible. So we knocked probably about 10 minutes out of the practice, but I thought they worked well.
Mm-hmm. Could you give us an update on Harry and Justin, or do you want us to?
No, those guys did not participate in practice, and they've been ruled out for the game. So those two guys haven't been able to participate in practice all week long.
And so the line, did they get some more work in? I know that the cohesiveness is a big part of what they have to do and so forth with the new guys and so forth.
Yeah, we've been rotating the guys through and working on different combinations. It's very important for us to have a plan A, a plan B, and a plan C, as we found out last week. So we want to work the guys in different spots and make sure that we've got all the contingencies in place. I still believe this, that those guys were going to be able to go out and move the ball effectively and efficiently, whether we're running it or throwing it. They've had a good week of practice.
Coach, can you kind of just talk more about the Mike Tice effect and how he's had your guys prepared to step up like this?
Yeah, I think Mike's done a very good job. We've said from the very beginning, not to repeat myself, but we've felt like we had 11 offensive linemen, 9 that have started in the NFL, so we were deep at that position. We've been able to plug guys in and still offensively move the football, and I think we're going to be able to do it again. Coach Tice has done a very good job working with these guys, cross-training them, having them be able to play multiple positions and at the same time still have the cohesiveness to play as a unit of as 5 guys. It doesn't really matter what 5 are in there.